Welcome to the Cosmic Cafe podcast. Join me, Lexi Wrightson, each week in the virtual cafe where we talk all things ascension, astrology, and the incoming age of Aquarius. Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Cosmic Cafe. I'm recording this at Samhain, so I'm alone in the cafe with my coffee, just musing on the energies of the day, the energies that are going to take us through the next few days. Samhain, for me, is a really magical time. It's the time where we truly enter the dark part of the year. It's the time between Samhain and winter solstice in the UK, where I'm based, that the magic really happens. You know, the days become a lot shorter, the nights become very long, the weather really drops, the leaves start to fall, and where I live, we often have early morning mist coming in from the river. So as I'm walking the dog in the morning, it's cold, it's really sharp, it's often quite dank as well, and there's lots of energies around. The veil is incredibly thin between our world and the other world at the moment. And as I look at the veil, it's been thin for quite some time. It always thins for me around Samhain, around Beltane. Sometimes around some of the portals where we're really easy, we easily access some information, we find it easier to channel, we find it easier to sharpen up our psychic skills, our mediumship skills. But almost for the last few years, this has been a discernible difference in that the veil has thinned at Samhain, and as it goes back to thicken again, it hasn't quite gone back to the full thickness. It's a little bit like you've got a piece of dough and you're stretching it and stretching it and let it go back. But as you stretch it and stretch it more and more and more, the little holes start to appear. And that's what it feels like at the moment. The veil is so thin, it's almost like you can reach your hand through into the other world, into different realms. And this is something we need to really honour and work with a huge amount of respect, of love and grace, because we are being shown the secrets of the other world. We are being shown how we can truly deeply connect into spirit. And it's not a time to abuse that. And what I mean by that, it's not a time just to dress up at Samhain, at Halloween, that commercialization of what is originally a beautiful pagan festival. It's not a time to kind of dress up and use the energy for frivolity is the wrong word, but use the energy in a way that's not mindful, in a way that is just doing it because it's fun to do it. And the reason I'm so passionate about this is if I really reflect on what my social media feed has been telling me over the past few days, people enjoy Samhain. People are really getting into the spirit of it, but they're getting into the spirit of it in two ways. One, they're doing something which is no judgment, just something I really notice, and it still irks me. I'm working on it. But people who are playing witches, people who are dressing themselves up in a particular way to show them, oh, this is what a witch wears at Samhain, this is what a witch wears at Halloween. You'll notice the difference. The people who are using the word Halloween tend to be those who are kind of playing. And we're going to play it here. We're going to gather in groups. We're going to gather all our stuff together to do spells. And we're going to have a festival of witchcraft. And it's done on a very commercial basis. And this really gets my goat up. Yes, it's great and it's wonderful that the word witch is back in the mainstream. It's wonderful that people are really feeling that they can step into that. But for me, it really takes away what we are trying to achieve as women. Not only what we're trying to achieve as women, but what we're trying to achieve as women who are leading from our hearts, who are stepping into their full power. So I am aware some men do listen to this podcast, and I'm not just talking about generally about women, but it does tend to be most women who identify as witches. And we do know that there have been some very famous male witches as well. But This is really talking about the divine feminine. And when we talk about the divine feminine, the rise of the dark divine feminine, this is when, gents, we really need you to hold us, to acknowledge us, to see us stand in our power and stand by our side in a really supportive role to allow us to flourish, to grow, to be the rocks on which we build new communities. So thank you for doing that for those of you who are doing it and supporting us being there. Going back to what I'm seeing is either the over-commercialization of the word witch and rocking up in a cute little side hat, you know, or, you know, waving your wand and doing things, or you're seeing the women who are turning up in a space of love, in a space of love and a space of gratitude, in a space of acknowledging the trauma that every single woman has been through, through something called the witch wound. Every single part that we are really standing up for the sisters who have truly suffered for being women. And there's no easy way around it. If you go and truly research some of the history of the witch trials, particularly those in Scotland, those in the UK, around the time of James VI of Scotland, who eventually became the first, James I of England, the first of the Stuarts. And you truly read some of what went on. It's horrific. It's barbaric. Women who have gathered together being, you know, just to be, to maybe share stories, to maybe sew together, to cook together, to sing together, to pray together, have been accused of being witches and have been ostracized by their community, taken out, been tortured, been beaten, been burnt alive. And I know when I go into my past life history and I can feel my throat really, really starting to freeze now, is because before the witch trials, I've been a Viking woman. I have had my throat cut, lots around my throat. I have been burnt. I have been drowned simply for being a woman. The women who are really acknowledging the trauma, who are really acknowledging that, yes, actually, this was gendercide, you know, a whole gender were wiped out for simply being women who spoke, who stood in their power, who may not have agreed with the church's teachings. Women who knew how to birth other children, who knew the herbs that you needed to stop you hemorrhaging after you'd given birth. The women who knew how to cure people through simples, through herbs, you know, their version of homeopathy. The women who were able to give comfort to those who were dying. You know, it tends to be the healers, the midwives, the wise woman, the woman that other women would go to with their problems, with things that have gone wrong. And suddenly there was a huge backlash against this because, let's be honest, the patriarchy really don't like women who step into their power, who really speak their truth. And we're seeing this so much now, even in the 21st century, we see this quite a lot. You know, we have women who are killed for not going along with patriarchal religion, women who are beaten up for not wearing headscarves, women who are killed simply because they're women, female journalists shot because they're female journalists. If you go to Mexico, particularly, you can see the walls who pay tribute to women who have simply been killed because they are women. You know, small children, little girls who are simply girls left to die because they are girls. They're a second class citizen. Still goes on everywhere. And it's something that we really need to change. And it's those of us who really acknowledge that trauma, who really acknowledge that things need to change, that there is a place in history that must be recognised, that must be honoured within us all. And let's be honest. You know, where I am in the UK, I can hardly see the UK government or the monarchy itself apologising for these witch trials. I really can't. Witchcraft in the UK was illegal. I think it's 1952 when eventually it was allowed, you were allowed to be a witch again in the UK. And that's not even 100 years ago. Can't see anyone in authority. You can't see me doing the little inversion quotes as I'm talking, but can't see anyone in authority wanting to step back and say, do you know what, we made a mistake. We're really, really sorry for what we did. It won't happen. But what we can do, what we can do as women, the women who gather around these energies, is to honour those women who have gone before us. honour the women who were beaten, who were burnt, who were drowned, who were tortured, simply because they were women and women with knowledge. We can honour them within these energies. So while I'm recording this on Samhain, when I hold circle this evening, we will honour the ancestors that have gone before us. But as we sit in our circle this evening, we're lighting a candle and holding a space, an empty space in the circle for all the women who have gone before us, for those witches who were burned and who were tortured. Because that's our way of truly honouring them, of honouring their energy, of honouring them in spirit, and of sending our gratitude to them. And it's not just me thinking about this. I know I was really connecting deeply in with some of my soul sisters, and there's such rage when we come to think of the times, the burning times, often that we're known about, the witchcraft trials. Such rage, such anger that anyone could deal with anyone like this, that anyone could truly inflict this on another human being. But let's be honest, if we look at history and even look at what's going on at the moment in the world, people are still doing it. We hold that space for these women, and you know, for some of us, we'll really shed a tear for that fear and the pain and the trauma that we have gone through. Because as we're here on earth at the moment, you know, if you do a past life regression or you believe it, you know, we are probably the witches that they did burn, that they did drown. The very famous quote, you know, we're the granddaughters of the witches you try to burn. Well, heck, actually, we probably are the witches you tried to burn, and we're back and we're here to stamp our views, here to stand in our truth, here to truly, truly be ourselves and make sure that we are recognised for who we are. And while we're sat here, I can half think of people saying, well, you know, what about this? What? How does this fit in? Excuse me. With the astrology, how does it fit in with the age of Aquarius? How does it fit in with ascension? Simply, I see it this way. Ascension is a process that we're all going through from 3D, that ego-based place, into love. 5D. 3D to 5D, a unique shift where we go from being head-led individuals into being heart-led, conscious individuals, collaborating, connecting, creating communities together. And the way that we do this, as women particularly, and as men, is that we step into our true power, we speak our truth, and we speak our truth from our heart with fervor and passion and joy. And we don't care about what other people think, because we are really sharing our heart-led truth. Doesn't mean that we have to agree with each other all the time, but we are sharing a truth from our hearts. And this is how it fits in with all the work we have to do to honour those that have come before us, because those that have come before us were not able to speak their truth. We're not able to stand up for what they believe in during the burning times, but also the moment I'm truly drawn to that suffragette period, the women who wanted to have the vote, whose voices weren't heard, who were imprisoned, who were tortured under the Cat and Mouse Act through force feeding. We can't let these patterns happen again in our generation. We are the generation who has to. Must have got to. I don't care what language you use, but we are the generation that has to break the patterns, has to break the ancestral chains to allow us to be heart-led individuals, freedom-loving, heart-led individuals who are creating something really amazing on earth. And we can't create this new age, this golden age, this cosmic gold print of new earth without honouring those who have gone before us and without finishing the job that they came here to do. It's all interwoven, and I was speaking on YouTube. This is an elaboration of what I was speaking about on YouTube earlier on today, actually. This is really about seeing the threads of life, of all our stories being woven. So in my life, I've dedicated into Arianrod, the star goddess, she who sits in her castle in the Corona Borealis, the Northern Crown, spinning the fate of the world, And as I'm looking at her, as I'm connecting to her in the room in which I am recording this podcast, you can see her really weaving the threads of all our lives together. And through this thread, she threads the gold print of New Earth, this golden age. She's weaving it into every story. Every thread is a person. Every thread has a golden thread. And then on top of this thread is the ultimate golden thread of the gold print. It's an intricate, beautiful pattern. And you can see as she's weaving, for me, where the 3D stops and where the 5D energies start to interweave. And they are very small at first, small golden threads, individuals bringing through their light, bringing through their energy. And then as we move from that 2012 into 2020, into 22, into 2023, you can see huge threads of gold. It's gone from being very tiny, lightly woven threads into these huge blocks of gold, because that's who we are. Because that's what we are bringing through. And we are bringing through these golden threads to be weaved into our highest gold print timeline through our use of language, through our reclamation of the word witch, because the word witch essentially means wise woman. He who knows, she who speaks in her true power. And then we lead from our hearts, speaking from our heart. And as we speak, we see these golden threads being woven. So as we sit in these beautiful energies of Samhain, as we choose to weave the next threads of our life, are we choosing to use the golden thread of this 5D energy? And as we weave this 5D energy, we're also weaving in our use and our confidence in the word of witch. We're using that to step out into our power, because so many heart-led leaders, the women that are coming through, are the witches. We are the wise ones, the ones who know, the ones who have got lifetimes of knowledge to bring through. And it's time we were really heard for who we are. Not for who we label ourselves with. You could be listening to this and go, I don't label myself as a witch, I'm X, Y, and Z. That doesn't matter. What really matters is that you really connect into your heart and that you lead in all these communities from your heart. And that's really where we're getting to. And this is how witch really weaves into the ascension timeline, because she is the one who knows. She is the one who speaks from her heart. She is the one who is weaving this golden future. And she is you, and you are her. There's no other way around it. So in these energies of Samhain, so this will come out on the 1st of November, which for many will be Celtic New Year. Maybe you could think and just take a moment just to sit in the energies to remember those that have gone before us, all our ancestors, the women that have been burnt, have been tortured, but also the men as well who had to watch that happen. Because for some, they will not have agreed with it. And that would have been painful to see your wife, your daughter, your sister taken away to be hung, to be burnt. But what could they say? So we also need to send love to them as well, because their voices weren't heard. And then what we ask the divine masculine in our life is to stand by our side. Whether that is our husband, our partner, our friends, our amazing male energies and counterparts. And we ask them to come and stand by our side so that we can speak. They're not ahead of us, they're not behind us, they're literally holding our hands and encouraging us forward. And as sisters, we also need to recognise that we can no longer be awful about each other. We can no longer hold each other in a space of judgment. So if I reflect on that, I told you there were two kinds of witch I saw. Is that judgment? Perhaps it is. But are you going to play at being a witch, or are you going to step truly into your full, authentic power? For 365 days of the year, and not just for a week or so, or maybe 48 hours around Samhain, who are you going to be for the rest of the year? And if you want to use this as Celtic New Year, what are you letting go of? What old outdated concepts can you let go of so that you step into your full power, so that you are heard, so that the divine masculine can support your rise. Lots to think about. And I always seem to give myself more questions than answers when I'm talking to you. But it is Samhain. It is time to honour your ancestors. It is time to honour the women who have come before us, the women who walk beside us now, and the ones who are yet to come, because they're the ones that we're clearing the path for. So, until the next episode of the Cosmic Cafe, may I wish you a blessed Samhain. May you have joy, peace, happiness. May you face the darkness between Samhain and Solstice, knowing that this is a cauldron of deep transformation. May you reclaim yourself. May you reclaim the word witch in your life as who you truly are, and who the women in your life truly are, not as an insult, but as a highest accolade of their amazing power in your life. Sending you so, so much love. Take care.
You have been listening to the Cosmic Cafe podcast with your host, Lexi Wrightson. Let's connect on Instagram. You can find me at Lexi Wrightson, or come to www.lexiwrightson.com and sign up for our mailing list to be the very first to hear about podcasts, events, and all sorts of exciting spiritual news.